call to order the special meeting of the Lake Chestina Community Services District Board of Directors. We have a new member today.
It's all welcome, Carla.
Yay, Carla! All right, I guess I'm supposed to follow the agenda which says call to order.
You want me to, okay. Director Chandler?
Oh, here.
Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
And Director Thompson's absent.
Yeah, two in the room. Would you care to lead us in a word and to the reading, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now is the opportunity for members of the public to address the board on subjects within its jurisdiction. I think you know the drill. So if you don't mind, I'll dispense with reading that.
That's fine.
Comments?
No comment.
Okay, no comments. So we have one agenda item today, and it's a purchase of new vehicle. And I do believe our general manager wants to lead this description of what this agenda item is.
Yes, thank you, President Mitchell. So, sorry for the short notice on the meeting and having to do this right away, but basically, in a nutshell, I'm sure you all read the report, but we have a 1994 GMC dump truck in the maintenance yard that was purchased back in that time. This thing has been put through the ringer, and it's lasted a long time, and it's time to go. It will no longer even pull the trailer with the backhoe on it anymore. It just doesn't have enough oomph. The turbo's pretty much shot in it and whatnot, so it's tired. It's really tired. Plus, with California's new diesel emissions that came out on January 1st, technically we're not even supposed to be driving that thing, so it needs to go. So what happened was, I was trying to figure out how I was going to do this, if I was going to wait till the new budget year or whatever, and it so happened last week. I got an email week before. I got an email from Corning Ford. They actually had some dump trucks that had come in, and as we all know, it's not easy to get our hands on vehicles right now. I called them up and had them give me an out-the-door price. And then I, you know, searched a few others to see what the price are. They're all pretty comparably to the same price, within $1,000 or so. The nice thing about Corning is they deliver it to us, and they take care of all of our exempt plates and all of that for, I mean, they just take care of all of it. They're used to it. We do quite a bit of business with Mr. Breedlove down there, who's their fleet manager. So that's why we're here. So what I'm asking for is that you authorize the purchase of the new vehicle in the amount of $118,577.30 and to sell the 1994 GMC dump truck, probably out here on a silent auction, because it's just got to go to a private party at this point. And I think I know somebody who already wants it, actually. So let them bid on it. They want the drivetrain out of it. They want the tranny and the motor out of it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Parts.
Yeah. So we'll see.
What do you think, roughly, we get it for it?
If I get $500 for it, I'll be happy.
So we're moving now into...
$500?
Yeah, anything we get for that thing is going to be a benefit at this point. The nice thing is, normally we would have to get this thing smogged and before we can sell it. Since it's a 94, it's pre-97, we don't have to do that. So we don't have to worry about smog on this vehicle, which is a good thing. Let's put it that way.
We're in the portion where board members can ask technical questions. And that was a technical question. So my technical question is, does the change in California law mean that we have to buy, are there other vehicles we own we've got to get rid of because of this new law?
The only other vehicle that we have that's probably a little questionable that we're going to have to do something at some point is the Bobcat All the rest of our stuff is newer at this point as far as the diesel emissions go. We're allowed to keep a dirty piece of equipment for a certain amount of time, so I'm not really concerned about the Bobcat at this point, but we will have to do something about it at some point, but hopefully that's a couple years down the road, and we'll see what California does. They keep changing their laws and regulations, but I'm not really going to worry about the Bobcat as much because it's really not on the road. And it's really never on the road. It's always on pretty much our private property. So it's not like back when, you know, we used it for the Property Owners Association and it ran around on the roads doing work and stuff like that. This thing pretty much, it's used in the yard. It's used out at the sewer ponds. It's all used on private property at this point. So governmental property, but private property. Sure. So.
Any other technical questions?
Typical.
Well, then, because we'll have another opportunity to ask questions. This is just the technical.
Okay.
Do you have
it? Specs.
Because now I go to community members if they have a comment.
I am sorry.
That was dramatic.
I think it's a good idea and probably a good price too. So.
Thank you. All right. Now for open discussion from board members. Questions.
I suppose I just think it was sort of an emergency, right? And budgetary, paying cash for it is perfectly acceptable. No worries that you should have, I mean, that you could have thought about financing or didn't need to.
No, we don't. We have enough money in the LAIF accounts. Actually, we're not even going to have to dip into the LAIF account. We have enough sitting in our checking accounts right now to cover the purchase of this. We had enough money sitting in checking to cover the purchase of the fire. The pickup we just bought, we're actually sitting really good right now with our LAIF accounts and our checking accounts at this point. So we just had a chance to look at the budgets because we were a little concerned. There's a few things, areas we need to fix, but that's mainly due to the fire. But other than that, we're actually sitting good. But I'll talk about some of that in staff comments because it's not pertinent to this. But we'll discuss a few things in staff comments.
So budget-wise, it will be water and sewer will be paying for this and using this equipment?
Correct.
Yep. I can't imagine it's going to be a dump truck used by the fire department.
No.
Okay. Any other discussion or comments?
I just have a quick question. Something my husband said when I mentioned we were doing this. It includes the bed, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's all, yeah, so that.
Know. He's like, sometimes you have to purchase the bed.
No, and he's right. So if you actually look at the bid, the total was $118,577.30 out the door. That was tax, license, everything. And that included, if you look at the dealer page, the F-650 dump truck itself was $78,995. And then the dump bed was $30,995, which brought it to the 109.
Oh.
So yes, it did include the dump bed. But he's absolutely 100% correct. You usually buy these as a chassis, and in this case, it's an F-650 chassis, and then you have to contract for somebody to have the dump bed put on it. In our case, like our other service truck, we bought that as a complete. That's one of the nice things about going through Corning Ford too. They're probably the premier dealership. There's one other one I know of in Southern California that actually orders vehicles and has them sent out and set up for service vehicles like this, you know, dump beds, flat beds, service truck beds with cranes on them like our other vehicle is. They actually have that already set up. You don't have to go out and do it like we did on our smaller service pickup to where we had to find somebody to do a service bed for it. Comes all set up. Correct.
So what will happen with the bed of the current truck? Is that worth anything?
There's no bed. It doesn't come with a bed. When they order...
No, the one we currently have that we're going to auction.
The one we're going to get rid of.
Oh, it'll be just all... The dump truck's all one piece. It's just going to go as
that
one...
That doesn't have any value.
No.
Okay.
No.
He was wondering if we were going to take the old bed and put it on the new truck.
Oh, my God, no. No, it wouldn't even fit. It wouldn't even fit. No, no. No.
I like that. Okay, I just...
No, that's fine.
Okay. Ryan might make it fit. This guy's awesome, right? Ryan might make it fit if that was his truck.
Yeah, that bed's a little beat up.
These are things you need to ask.
Yeah, I should. The bed's a little beat up and the hydraulics are a little worn out. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's 94. It's been, it's had some use.
But hey, it could be considered a classic. That's what happened to our cars. They became classics when they got old.
Yeah, you want to drive that thing around as a classic, go ahead.
They don't make them like they used to.
And actually, I got to say, that dump truck, that dump truck's actually, it's, you know, it doesn't have a ton of miles on it. I think it's just under 100,000. But the motor and everything else, the motor itself has probably got, you know, 250,000 on it. It was sitting around and idling and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, they might not be high mileage, but they're well used. So, and that's pretty common out of construction equipment.
Any further discussion?
No, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, go for it.
I'll make the motion that we authorize our general manager to purchase in the new vehicle. I think we've already signed the check for ready to roll for Corning Ford. Oh, there it is. Direct staff to purchase new vehicle for the amount of $118,577.30 and sell the 1994 GMC dump truck.
I'll second that.
I was going to try to make my first second. That's okay. You beat me. That's okay.
Okay, we have a motion and second to authorize the CSD staff to purchase a new vehicle. A new dump truck in the amount of $118,577. I was going to raise the 30 cents fine and donate. And 30 cents since the motion included the 30 cents. All right. Any further discussion?
At least we'll be able to take it out on the highway.
This is true.
Drive it down the road.
All right. Well, then all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you, and I'm glad you did that because it'll be here in about 15 minutes. We were just waiting for him to show up while we were doing it. They actually wanted to deliver it at noon, and I'm like, oh my God, no, you cannot come here till after 1 o'clock.
Even if you need to hang out anywhere, you
no,
stay.
Hang out I know, the guys are laughing. They're like, what? They haven't even approved it yet? And I go, no, but the check's signed.
Don't you worry about it.
I never heard any of that.
It was actually kind of funny. It was either that or they're going to have to deliver it next week sometime, so.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of go at the mercy when they can deliver, so.
Now, do we need to make a motion to approve the sale of the old equipment?
No, you already, that was included to sell the GMC. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
I was trying to be efficient with that whole process.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. So now, staff comments.
Yeah, I got a lot. I do, actually. So, first off, I'd like to announce and let you know that as of yesterday, we received a check from Roseburg for $178,000 and some change.
All right.
So that's all been wrapped up. So we're working right now with the CPA and Elena and I of how to distribute these funds out and how to deal with the extra funds that are there for future down the road. And we're trying to work out those details. So we'll get that figured out. The other thing I'd like to announce is I had a meeting yesterday with SHN and Matt Chambers from the state regarding our sewer grant for funding for the projects. I won't know a definite.
There it is. Oh, there it goes.
There you go. Okay, thank you. I won't have a definite for approximately... That's pretty funny. I've never done that before. That's kind of funny. I've had a vehicle show up a couple days later, but never during the meeting. Sorry. Anyways. So I won't have a definite answer for probably about 3 months when it goes through a couple of processes, and then at that point it'll be about a 99.9% for sure that it's a go forward. But the district meets all the criteria. They have the money. So it should be a go that we're going to get that grant. And we're talking, as of right now, it'll be $7.6 million. And depending on when the bids come in, it may be even more than that because we can up that ante. I know this process has taken a extremely long time to get through, but here's the advantage to that. And one of the reasons why I don't care that it took so long is pre-2022, the grant funding that we were going for was a 75% grant, 25% loan. So the district would have been on the hook for roughly right around $1.5 million, $1.2 million, somewhere right around in that neighborhood. The new monies that are out there and the new grant there is 100% grant. So we are not on the hook for anything. It's 100% funded. So we're going to save by it taking a little longer and the process taking longer. It's actually going to save the community a whole lot of money. So, yeah, so that's great news. But like I said, I won't have a definite on that and for probably about 2 or 3 months. One of the things we're going to have to decide as a board, and I might put it on the March agenda, is there's design specs that need to be finished from the planning grant. So what we're going to need to decide is we want to lay some capital outlay out there ahead of time to have SHN finish up these designs so that when we actually get the funding, we can put these out to bid right away. We're not waiting for them to do it. We would just have to put the expenses out there ahead of time. We'll recoup the money once the grant is given, but I don't want to do that and wouldn't want to do that until it got past this first set. Next week he's going to forward it over to his engineer and it'll go to his something manager, I forget what he called him. And once it's approved at their point, it actually goes over to contract. So at that point, that's why he says it's 99.9% sure we would get it. So I think until that point, I'm not comfortable having them do that. But you're talking from that point probably till December before we'd have the agreement anyway. So he's saying that's worst case scenario. He said we may have it sooner, but it'd probably be, you know, later part of the year. So that's where we're at. It's great news. But like I said, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 months, I'll have a more definitive answer on that. But it's looking really good right now. So, yeah. And so the only other thing is I just wanted to remind the board that staff, with the exception of Sharon and myself, will be gone in 2 weeks. And they'll be gone the entire week. So it'll just be Sharon and I, so...
Starting from when to when?
The 12th through the 17th. Yep. Mm-hmm. So everybody will be back that following Tuesday because Monday is holiday.
Cold. I know. I don't even know if I have stuff to wear warm enough for over there.
It's going to be cold. Yeah.
We decided this morning we might need to check some bags. We don't think carry-ons are going to cut it.
No. Utah.
Yeah. Utah.
Yeah. And they have, it's not in my business, they have some interesting liquor laws. If you want to have some, you know, wine or beer with dinner, this,
forget it.
No, you can. You have to go to a place where they allow one-day memberships or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's old school. I don't know if it's
still. It'll all be part of the adventure.
Yeah.
It'll be a part of the adventure, yeah. So I just wanted to remind the board that they'll be gone. And other than that, I think that's... Oh, the one other thing we can report is the fire department got the final bids in for the framing portion of the building, the materials, and I authorized Stephen to go ahead and get them ordered and fill out a purchase order and give it to me so I can sign it. We're looking at right around just over $14,000. For the materials, might be a little bit cheaper because they're going to change something on the design on the inside and it's going to save a little bit of money, but that's through Meeks. Weed Building Supply was $18,000. They're actually $4,200 more than Meeks was. So pays to shop around sometimes.
Sure, go with me.
Yep, yep.
What about fixing the damage?
That's going to be done next week. Yeah, there. It's with all the parts are laying over there in that big long wooden box sitting out in front of the building. And so I think Stephen just told me this morning they're supposed to be here next week to take care of all of it and get it straightened out. So, yeah, unfortunately, but it happens.
I could ask what the damage. What does the damage mean?
So a month ago, month and a half ago, a door on the engine got left open and they pulled out with the engine, so it ripped the door off the engine and did a little bit more damage, and then it damaged some of the tin on the building, the support coming up, and then also the railing for the overhead garage door. So it was a really unfortunate thing to happen, and luckily the parts weren't, it wasn't super expensive to fix, but it's just, you know, one of those things. Yeah. Yeah. Brand new building, brand,
oh,
you know.
She's right. When I started that check, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Our new building?
Thank God it wasn't the new engine on top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thank you for all that good news.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome.
Board member comments. No.
Mine can wait until March. It's stuff that we should look into this year, and I can wait until March because we won't start anything on that until after the 1st of July.
Okay. When will we start our budget meetings? April?
Let's see. What is it? Yeah, probably. Well, it's going to be a little different this year because, since we're just kind of chatting, it's with Cassell coming online, the budgets are going to be totally different. I mean, the budget worksheets are going to be different. Okay. Everything's going to be different. We're hoping, we just talked about this morning, Elena and I did. We kind of all did. We're hoping that for the first time in a long time that we're going to be able to figure out what the new budget's going to be for next year and then turn around and input in the MOU information of what, you know, increases are over the time, and then put in a percentage rate and have the thing automatically calculate out a 5-year plan.
Okay.
So this program should be good enough to do that. And it's something we should be doing. It's just the current way the budgets are calculated. It's a lot of work and really hard. It's been done once since I've been here that McCarthy had Debbie go through and do it, and it took her forever to do it. So that's why I kind of haven't done it since. Obviously, that's going to change a little bit with, you know, a water rate study and, you know, other things. But at least we'll kind of have some kind of idea where we're headed in the future, which I think is important. Something we've been lacking that it is going to be nice to have. So I'm not quite sure how quick we're going to be able to get onto the budgets once Cassell goes online, because we're going to be also learning at the same time. So we'll have to play it by ear. The first thing we're going to have to do, though, is have probably a budget meeting to discuss some line item increases. Normally I can move monies within the line item, but these are going to have to be some flat out increases to it because of the fire. So we're going to have to get together and talk about that.
Okay.
You know?
If you can give me a kind of an idea, just because I'm trying to make some travel plans
I would like to make the line item adjustments in March, I think, but after they come back, and then they've got homework they've got to, is that mine? Well, they got some homework they got to get together for 2 weeks, and then Cassell comes online. So I'm hoping somewhere in there we can sneak in a quick meeting to get the line items fixed. Let me talk to Elena, because I'm wondering if we shouldn't do that before Cassell comes online, so the last dump of information they get from us has that information inputted in there. So let me see if we could do it, like, maybe right when they get back, we can schedule something.
Okay. Sounds good. So board member comments, Carla?
I have no particular comment. I guess I'm happy to be here. Okay. That would be
this is a good way to get into this board.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Yeah. Yeah. A one-subject special meeting.
Yeah.
Do you have a comment?
No, I've already made my thanks. But I will say, no more meetings at 1 o'clock. It'll interfere with my ski day.
But they can't go before and I can't go after, but that's okay.
All right.
I know it's personal problem.
I have a couple comments. One is that Elena sent emails to all board members with last year's, I think it was last year's budget, right? I gave you a copy of the budget.
Oh, was it the goals?
It was the goals.
I'm sorry, yeah. Last year's goals, because we want to set the goals at the March meeting. We made some preliminary ideas on the January meeting, but we sent out last year's goals so we can cross things off or add or keep.
God, you better send that list to me. Thank you.
Also, I'd like to do, the last time we did a general manager evaluation was October 2021. I won't go into why it was done then. We'll skip through that. If we can also do a preliminary draft or work on evaluation of the general manager. We're supposed to be doing that every year.
I'd fire him.
And we chose to fire someone else. I like to try to keep it really simple and straightforward because I don't like to read through page after page after. So it's like accomplishments, good skills, needs improvement skills. That's very simple boxes. So if you don't have the prior one and want to see what we did in October 21, let me know. I'll send you copies through. I have them. I have it on my computer, and I'll send it to you if you want to look at that. Give you some ideas, and of course you're involved in generating it as well. Inputting accomplishments and things you
oh my God.
Want to improve on, etc.
There's so much stuff that we've been working on that's taken so much time to come to light. That's just between the grants and Cassell.
And fire
the building and stuff. It's just taken, it's been so much work and taken so much time. It's just, you've been working for this. It's actually nice to see it starting to actually come forward and starting to happen. It's everybody's so excited about the new software. Even staff across the street is excited about doing timesheets electronically. As board members, you guys should be excited because it's all going to be electronic for approving stuff now. It's so if you're here or not, as long as you got an iPad and you can sign in, you should be able to do whatever it is that needs to be done. It's going to be great. It's just so looking forward to it.
Yep.
Okay, let's hope it works out that way.
Yeah.
Well, and for the POA for all their stuff too,
I want to ask fellow board members, etc., for not right ideas for when we get this gigantic, wonderful sewer construction grant. We ought to have a plan for how we want to advertise, probably a write-up in our billing, but also maybe some contacts from the newspaper. I mean, that's a big dollar amount. I should think the newspaper would, local papers would want to print an article. So if we could think about how we want to advertise and when we want to advertise, because we don't want to say we got it and then the timing and where we want to advertise, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't advertise that and put that out to the general public until we actually have signed the dotted line, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Even the people at the legislative offices say that, because you never know.
You never know. You don't. Nope.
Okay, so those are my comments, and since Norm let it go, we have a holiday coming up, the President's Day. Everyone be safe.
Yeah, and we got Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, okay. So everyone be safe. And with that, I'll adjourn this meeting till our next scheduled meeting that will be held on March 15th, 1 p.m. in this building. And we better have 5 people here.
So real quick, I have, Jenny's working on putting an article and a picture together for the paper for Mike Yates's award. So we're gonna have some. We're probably just gonna put it in the Siskiyou, I think. But
say Jessica.
Huh?
Jessica, the woman, the reporter, I think is really the person. She's in Ready. Her name Jessica
Forensic or
something.
It's official.
Okay, we'll look.
Did you drive it already?
Okay, we'll look. And then I talked to Will this morning. He's going to put something on their Facebook page about it as well. So, and then I don't know, real quick. So I don't know if you guys have seen or know about the cat situation in the Eights or heard about the situation in the Eights. So there's a renter that got evicted out of the Eights. And she had a bit of a cat problem, like a lot of cats. And the house probably, for all intents and purposes, should probably be condemned, but that's not my issue. That's the Siskiyou County's issue, and I don't think they're going to do anything about it. So they're in the process of gutting this house. Well, we're getting complaints from the neighbors in the area about the cats all over the place. And of course, the cats, you know, doing what cats do. So I'm working with the Property Owners Association. They have one line item in their CCNRs that they can hang a little bit on for the owner of this house. I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to do anything with it because he's ignored all the rest of the stuff that they've got violations on him with, unfortunately. The only teeth we have in our ordinance, because our ordinance pretty much deals with dogs, but we do have a nuisance section in our ordinance. So I had a lengthy conversation with Chief Bullington this morning, and he's going to have a conversation with the owner of the house because ultimately it's his problem now. We may cite him and start charging him because we can cite him. It's within our ordinance to do. Otherwise, we may take the criminal section code of California and go after it that way. So between the Property Owners Association and us, we are trying to work towards doing something about the problem. Unfortunately, the county's solution to it is trap the cats, get them spayed, and cut them loose. That's their solution. And that's what they want to do with the dogs as well. This is the Jim Smith of the Egg. He's the Egg Commissioner, which I'm not sure how he's qualified to be an animal control person. But his solution to this is to trap these animals, get them spayed, and cut them back loose. And I'm not sure how that fixes the problem at all. So I'm going to have another conversation with our County Board of Supervisor about that because I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think we should be telling our residents that when they call. I just don't think that's the proper solution at all. I mean, it
now,
bewilders me.
That's what we're talking about.
There's conflicting reports. I know there's at least 15.
Oh my God.
But I've heard there's way more than that. There's a lady that reported on Facebook or on Nextdoor yesterday that one of the cats got into her crawl space under her house and had five kittens. Yeah, so
all
of them are not fixed.
I don't think any of them are fixed, and most of them are feral at this point. So yeah, it's new. So apparently, when they went in and started cleaning the house up, from what I've heard from the people that live across the street from this house, it was full of cat feces and other feces, and the place was kind of a hoarder disaster. It's a mess. So I actually feel bad for the compliance officer for the Property Owners Association because it's going to be a pain.
Who was evicted, she's not renting anywhere else in Lake Shasta.
Not that I'm aware of, but I have heard she's been back to the house twice since she was evicted out of there, so I'm not quite sure how that's happening or what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, where did she go? She had nowhere to go when they evicted her. She hadn't, from what I understand, I don't know the whole logistics of it. I'm not quite sure, but obviously if you got evicted, you probably hadn't been paying your rent for months. So, yeah, so it's a bit of a mess, but I think it's probably raised some questions that we probably, as also a POA board member, we probably need to make a rule change to that section of our CCNRs, which is actually written in there that we can do. And so that's actually one of the first lines of it. So I think we need to make some kind of rule change to deal with situations like this. Well, it does say, it does, so that's something they can hang their hat on right now. It says reasonable, it's a reasonable amount or something like that to the effect of amount of animals you can have. So probably there should have been done something when she was a renter there and she had that many pets, but I don't think anybody really knew how many cats were there because they were living underneath the house for the most part from what I'm hearing from the people that lived in the area. Nobody wanted to complain about this because the person that owns the house, he has a, from what I've heard, he's got somewhat of a background. So I don't know if people are scared of him or what the deal is, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Unfortunately, nobody did complain about the cats before, and here we are.
How do they live under the house?
Well, apparently the lady that lived there kicked all the, there's a crawl space under there, and she kicked all the screens out of the crawl space so the cats could get in and out.
What about other animals?
I have no idea. Yeah, it's a good question. So I just, if you guys hear about it, just know that the CSD is, and that's because of who it is. So the CSD is taking the steps that we can take within our ordinance, and that's all I would, you know, and the POA is taking the steps that they can, and we are doing what we can, but I mean, again, we're limited on both sides of the fence here, so unfortunately. So
I hope they're not going to be attracting several herds of coyotes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting after the POA meeting that no one said one word on next door.
Oh my God, I just brought that up the other day. I just noticed that. Not a word about those dogs since the POA meeting.
That's amazing.
I can't believe
nobody
it.
Nobody has said anything about them since, except, of course, the dog park. But,
well, the dog park's not even has to
now
do with
it's
those dogs. Well, okay, so so just so you guys know the backstory on that, since we're sitting here just chatting anyway.
Yeah, catching up on news.
So here's the backstory on that. This property over here is within, and our property here is within the Juniper Valley subdivision, okay? This 80 acres, their CCNRs are written that what can be on this property is our administration building, our fire police department, and that medical clinic. That's it. So if they want to put a dog park there, first of all, they've got to get Juniper Valley to change their CCNRs, which means they have to pay for an election, they have to get the proper votes, all the rest of that stuff. And the other thing I can tell you is I have firsthand information that the Juniper Valley Board is not even remotely interested in doing any of that or allowing a dog park on that property, which she hasn't checked out at all. And I did tell her that she needs to talk to Juniper Valley because that's theirs. And she's done none of that except go online and spout how we're not willing to do anything.
And should be recalled.
Exactly.
And
the other thing too is when, if you were to give that property over, you're a government agency, it's a gift of public funds. You cannot do it. Even if you maintain the property as the CSD and you were to do the dog park, that dog park only benefits a few within the community. And by definition, that's borderline being a gift of public funds as well.
Right.
So.
And she can't restrict it for private use.
No, she can't.
There are so many.
There's so many.